the little things that are in the TV shows and the movies and how it just really affects us more than I think sometimes we realize. Hey, we are Shan and Ryan Tripp, parents of five on a journey to discover what it takes to raise great humans while enjoying the heck out of life along the way.
Sometimes it's easy to let the weight of everyday life, parenting, marriage, finances, get in the way. But what we've found is that as you break out of the norm and do life a little bit differently, a whole new world can open up to you.
So if you're ready, we would love to invite you on this journey with us as we pull back the curtains and have a whole lot of fun along the way.
And it's true what they say, life's a trip. This is our story. How will you write yours?
Let's go.
Welcome back, shoppers, to another episode of the Life's a Trip podcast. We're live. We're here, me and Shannon.
Hi, guys.
Hi, sweetheart.
I hope everybody had a great Easter weekend. It's one of my favorite weekends. We had a wonderful time.
The best.
Celebrating not the Easter bunny, but the one and only.
Jesus Cristo.
Jesus Christ, who we love so much. And we hope that you guys always feel of his love, whether it's just through a little podcast of positivity and joy, or, you know, heading over to our Instagram, whatever it is, we hope you guys know how much you are loved and we appreciate you guys being here.
You know, Sundays are just a good day to slow it all down, reset, spend time together as a family, go to church, and just remember the eternal perspective. Because sometimes we get so caught up in life and the things that we're pursuing. And those are, you know, they can be great things. You know, we need to feed our families. We should have fun while we're here on earth. But when you really just pause and think about our short life that we're going to have on this round orb that we call earth, it's just so short. And all we can do is live in the moment and just remember that we are here and we are loved, and be kind to other people. And hopefully we can just have a good life here and then move on to the eternities and be together with the people that we love most.
Wow. Amen. All right. Amen.
Well, that'll do it for us today. Thanks for listening. This was our shortest podcast, 2 minutes.
Oh, you know, today we are going to talk about something that I think this particular subject comes innately easier to some people than it does other people. Some people just kind of naturally may do this and have intentions and not really even like realize that they're doing this. And then maybe other people have to make a really great effort and be super intentional to do this. So what are we talking about?
I'm not going to lie. I have no idea what you're talking about right now. Just kidding. You're just so cryptic. You know, you were leading into it, but it's like, what is it? What in the world could it be?
I was letting you, because you're actually the one that really wanted to talk about this.
Well, you know, here's what happens. Shannon and I sit down and we think, what would be really valuable? What would be helpful? What's relevant in our lives? What's been on our minds? What have we dealt with in our home? And sometimes we have 100 million things we want to talk about. And other times we're kind of like scratching our heads, like, what should we talk about this week? But
this week, what happened for us is it just this exact, you don't know I'm doing this. I'm not going to share too much, but me and Ryan didn't have like, we weren't jiving for a couple days. And so we had a date night. You're like, let's go on a date, 'cause it always fixes everything, just time together, you know, because I just realized the problem wasn't necessarily one big thing. It was just, I just asked Ryan, I just said, what are you looking at on your phone? You've just been on your phone quite a bit lately, you know, and we're not having good conversations and we're not, you know, so what are you doing on your phone all the time? And I try to be pretty good about that, especially around the kids. I really try to put my phone away, and I know you do such important things on your phone, but I also know that there are some things that aren't as important. And my question was like, what are you doing and why are you doing that? Because a lot of times I think, especially for men, but I think women can do this too, is they sometimes use their devices or, you know, their phones for like a distraction or an escape or a little bit of like, I don't know, what words would you use? Like, you know what I'm talking about, right? You're shaking your head. You're nodding like, yes, I actually agree.
Well, Yeah, we
escape from reality from the children. What is it?
I'm watching.
What
golf.
Are you doing?
I'm watching golf videos. I'm watching swing instruction videos. Well, it brought up the discussion of what are we consuming? So there's so much great information. And look, you're listening to this podcast right now, and you probably follow Shannon on Instagram. So we have so many great ways to stay connected. I mean, people used to read the newspaper. Do you know what a newspaper is, mm-hmm. sweetheart? Did you guys ever get the paper growing up?
I did.
I had a paper route one time, and we'd ride our bikes around and we would chuck. It was awesome. I think it developed my arm, and that's what made me good at baseball as a kid. Helped me out in Little League, chucking newspapers at people's doors. But we live in a world where you can get any audiobook, you can get any, you know, expert or content. And so it brought up a discussion between us, and that's just what we wanted to share a little bit about today is what are the things that we're putting in our minds? What are the things that we're consuming? And, you know, maybe some of it is garbage and can be eliminated, and maybe some of it is really, really helpful. And so one of the things I was going to ask you is, what are the podcasts, Shannon, that you have? If we were to pull up your Apple podcast right now, what are some of the podcasts that you listen to love? That you love to listen to?
I listen to love. I do listen to love more. Well, I think you're probably asking this because you're thinking, okay, out of all the things that we can consume, whether it be TV, whether it be Instagram, whether it be podcasts, whether it be books, whether it be music, there's just so much we can consume. And we have these discussions with our kids too, all the time about, you know, what, I mean, we could get into media and just like the little things that are in the TV shows and the movies and how it just really affects us more than I think sometimes we realize. So I am a podcast gal. That is probably my favorite thing to consume. I'm not much of an Instagram consumer. I'm not much of a TV watcher. I'm not much of a movie goer or YouTuber, but I do like podcasts. Yeah. I do like podcasts. And, you know, I will share an experience really fast before I tell you my favorite podcast. The other day I was looking for, they have like audios that trend, you know, mm-hmm. and there's a girl on my team. She's like, look through and see if you can find a trending audio you like. So I started going on my reel button, which I never do, clicked on my reels, and I started going through to try to find an audio. But while I was trying to find an audio, I'm reading the reels, I'm kind of watching some reels, and then you kind of like get sucked into somebody's thing, and then you go down their page. And I probably spent 30 to 40 minutes after I was like, that was the biggest waste of time. And I feel different. I felt different and more like frustrated and more just, I just wasted 40 minutes of my day. And actually some of the stuff I consume affected me. Now I'm like, now, you know, and I just could not even believe what a difference it made in that 40 minutes. And so I don't know, maybe this is a habit that, you know, some people do and maybe other people don't do it, but I think we all have things in our life. It's not really Instagram for me, but there are other things that you consume and it makes you feel a certain type of way. And so I just feel like being really intentional with what we consume, is especially important as parents because it affects our relationship and it affects our relationship with our kids.
Be honest. Do you listen to your podcast on 2x speed? Speed it up, get them talking faster.
I mean, I have been known to like skip through podcasts.
Just cherry pick it, pull out little things that you need.
Yeah.
Honestly, that's why when we record this, like we're like, let's not go over 20 or 30 minutes because
who has time for that?
Sometimes there's podcasts I want to listen to, but they're like an hour and a half long and you kind of just got to skip through it.
Yeah. But let's give them our favorite podcast.
Favorite podcasts. Okay. So I've got, I'll give you a few that I have. I have, Bigger Pockets Daily. It's a real estate investing podcast. They're pretty
boring.
Well known. On Purpose with Jay Shetty.
Oh, that's good. That's actually in my top five, maybe.
He's got a great voice too. He's easy to listen to. Motivation with Brennan Burchard. Online Marketing, Amy Porterfield. That's more, you know, getting ideas and stuff with.
Do you listen to that?
With your business. Not all the time. That's one that like, if it's a subject that's interesting to me, I'll try to just stay on top of online marketing trends. There's one that I found recently. And I mean, a lot of these, for me, a lot of it's like business, finance, self-improvement. It's like one of them is called Main Street Business. Mark Kohler, Matt Sorensen. They have a lot of good like investing in tax stuff. I do like Smartless, Jason Bateman. I've been told this is probably one of the best compliments I ever have received is sometimes people say I sound like Jason Bateman. Hmm. I love me some Jason Bateman. Sometimes Smartless is a little inappropriate though. And then last one maybe is Building with Rob.
Wow.
Do you know Building with Rob, Rob Dyrdek?
I don't know any of those podcasts and I probably never will listen to any of them except for Jay Shetty. I am a Jay Shetty.
Let me guess. Kathy Heller. The Kathy Heller podcast.
I have been known to like me some Kathy Heller show. She's very articulate and she just immediately like calms your heart and makes you feel like you can actually live with peace and alignment. And, you know, it's not everything I'm like totally on her wavelength with, but for the most part, I always walk away from her podcast feeling more motivated, more inspired, more, you know, encouraged. And I appreciate podcasts like that. Another one that does that for me in a different way, they have very different deliveries, is Mel Robbins. I love Mel Robbins. I could listen to her all the time. I could just listen to her, and the guests that she has on her show are incredible. Always very, very like high quality, intelligent people. And I just really enjoy both of them, and they're very, very different.
Is that Tony Robbins' wife?
No.
Oh.
I also actually love Ed Milet. If you guys really get to know me, I kind of am into the like, when I played sports, I wanted the coach that kind of like yelled a little bit at me and was like, come on, Shannon.
Motivate you.
Yeah. Like I'm like really into that. Like, yes, let's go. You know,
sometimes Shannon will just wake up in the morning and just punch me right in the chest. Like, let's get after it today. And I'm like, oh, honey, what time is it?
I do respond well to, you know, a little bit more of those, I guess, masculine motivational speakers.
Like a football coach, huh? Yeah. No, those guys are great. Those are classics. I think what we're trying to communicate and say today is, you know, that at least for me, the time in our lives where you feel motivated, you feel productive, you feel intentional, things are clicking. A lot of times that's what we're feeding our minds. And so whether it's a good podcast or a good book, one of my favorites, it's right here on the desk, Atomic Habits by James Clear. That's such a good one. Another great one that's an oldie but a goodie and like a quick read, like less than 100 pages, is As a Man Thinketh by James Allen. And you can find a lot of these just audiobooks. So you can kind of listen to them on the go.
Those are both great books.
So it's just
Essentialism. That's a great book.
Essentialism was a good one. What else we got?
He's going to pull out his book collection. There's just
The Life's a Trip podcast. That's a great one. And I think too, we don't watch the news like ever.
Yeah. We're
just so much garbage. Right. And maybe we're not up to speed on the latest trends of what's going on in the world, but usually you'll hear about the big headlines. People will bring it up.
Well, we have family members too, that are pretty in touch with, you know, everything going on in the world that you actually need to know about or be prepared for or have some control over. So we have those people in our lives that kind of keep us up to date. And of course we stay in touch, but yeah, the last time we turned on the news and watched the news was, would you say years? I mean, I haven't watched the news.
I've never
in
really
years.
Been a news watcher. No.
But I think it's intentional too for part, you know, part of it is like, how do you feel after you watch the news? What can you control by watching the news? There's a lot of things that are outside of our control, but then they affect us so much. And there's certainly some things that are on the news that are important that we can be a part of. We can reach out and help. We can send our prayers. We can do all of those things. But there's so much media out there that's fear-mongering, and just the agendas are just wacko. And we don't wacko. Is that a word?
Just whack. They're just wiggity whack.
And, you know, it just doesn't bring like a bunch, the peace that we want to feel in our lives.
I think that's it. In the end, what we're trying to say is we notice in our home, and if you stop and pause, whatever it is you're consuming on social media, TV at home, music, people that you hang out with, just stop and pause and think, how does this make me feel? What is this doing for me? And so, yeah, when we go to the gym or we're trying to get fired up, you know, you're listening to the upbeat, you know, hip hop or the rock music, because that evokes that emotion of just like, you're kind of getting fired up. On Sunday, we play church music. We play hymns or we play some Lauren Daigle or some, what's the Hillsong United. And it invites the spirit in our home and it makes us feel good. And as our kids have gotten older, it's amazing to me how our two oldest daughters,
which I think you might be able to hear them.
Yeah.
They're being so loud out there.
Yeah. Yeah. Get off the shed. Quiet out there. They're just having fun. You kids are so silly. Just trying to be on the podcast again. Actually, my dad, I told you, has been listening to the podcast and he said his favorite episode was when we were in Switzerland and we had the older two girls on the podcast on the show with us. That was fun. We might need to have them back. We might need to do more guests on the show. But the older two, they're starting to listen to a lot more music and they'll hop in my car and they'll immediately put on their favorite music. And it's mostly good stuff, but even a lot of the country stuff is singing about
women and beer,
women and beer and driving, with the dog in the truck. And I always joke about it. Last night we let the liquor talk and it's just all the references to alcohol. And, you know, I don't know. I think those are just, we've had good little discussions like, hey, you know, what's he singing about? And I don't think that our kids are going to go drink alcohol because they listen to a Morgan Wallen song. But, you know, we just have to be aware of what the kids are consuming and what we're consuming as parents.
Yeah. And it's interesting, even like TV shows now, there's a lot of shows that our kids will watch, you know, and my 8-year-old watches way more TV than my oldest daughter ever did at her age because of her older sisters. And a lot of the shows that her older sister's watching now has more relationship things going on. And, you know, and then the 8-year-old will watch that and she's getting those, you know, ideas or whatever. And it's just, they are so loud.
Kids are having fun out there. We're not even going to edit this. You know, this is just real raw. We're trying to put out an episode out there. We've been showing up every week for the last year and, the kids might need us here in a minute.
There's a couple experiences we've had, couple too personal to probably share, honestly, but a couple personal experiences we've had in parenthood that just really show us the power and influence that media can have on children. And, you know, little things that still may be innocent, but what they're seeing and what they're feeling when they're watching it, and then maybe some actions or some ideas or thoughts that they have because of that. I just, I think a little bit hypersensitive to it. Sometimes you bring me a little bit down, but I am very thoughtful of it because I just have seen how it can affect.
I bring you down?
Children. Well, for sure. This is literally what Ryan does. Oh, your mom's here again. We're going to have to turn it off. I'm like, honey, are we not on the same team here?
I always think of the classic example is Home Alone. You know, those old 90s movies, the kids would swear, they'd say little swear words, but I think,
so our 4-year-old watches that and then says swear words and that's fine.
I don't think that happened. Erroneous on all accounts. I think it's for every home to decide. I think for a husband and wife, you know, you just decide, hey, are we going to let the kids watch Home Alone this Christmas? Are we going to let them watch A Christmas Story? And I do think you are more sensitive to media than I am. And, you know, that's just what you have to figure out. There's things that I don't like. I don't like the horror movies or the scary movies. I know you don't either. People love a good murder mystery. Like people love that stuff.
Yeah, not. You couldn't pay me to watch it.
I don't want to watch that stuff. Yeah. It doesn't make me feel good. Yeah. But if I watch an episode of Yellowstone and they're a little bit violent because they're trying to protect the ranch, that doesn't bother me as much.
Yeah.
But it might for other people. So I don't know. You've just got to figure out where that line is. And I think with today, maybe the takeaway is like, hey, look at the things you're consuming. Look how much time you're spending on them. Look at the feeling that you're coming away with. There's so much good stuff out there. There's so many good books, good podcasts, good things that you can learn on YouTube, good courses that you can buy and learn and view. And there's just so much good out there that, you know, why do we sometimes just get sucked into the stuff that's just sensationalism and shocking and you know, sometimes you do just need to numb your brain and watch an episode of The Bachelor or American Idol. Brian, sometimes you just need to do that.
I think you've brought up The Bachelor. We should be sponsored by The Bachelor this
month. No, I'm waiting for that Bachelor sponsorship. Yeah.
I think that it's just, yeah, absolutely figuring out what makes you feel good. And a lot of times that's knowledge for people like my dad. He just loves to learn all the time, as much as he can possibly learn. Then he loves to teach other people about it. He loves to learn. So even if he's learning things that are scary or like dangerous or whatever, it still makes him feel good because he's learning. For me, I really am affected by media. I would play worship music around the clock if nobody would change the station. I just really enjoy that feeling of like a good podcast, a good book. And I'm quite affected by the opposite. Ryan, you enjoy humor, you know, and you enjoy like lightheartedness. And
I need new material. I've been using the same stuff for years. I need to keep up on the latest comedies so I can keep up on my material. But yeah, you made me laugh the other day. You went down to Vegas to help out with the birth of our niece and nephew. And so you were on a flight by yourself, and I think what you told me was you started a movie, but you just couldn't even get through it and finish it because you just had to kind of do something productive, right? You ended up, I don't know what you did, but you were just like, you couldn't sit through the movie. But if I'm on a flight, I just want to watch a funny movie and it puts me in a good mood. And so anyway, it's good for us to just, you know, stop, take a little self inventory, realize the things that we're consuming and what we're putting in our brain, because it definitely results in, you know, we see it manifest itself in our lives. And one of my favorite motivational speakers of all time is Zig Ziglar, an oldie but a goodie. And I'll never forget when we were really building our careers and early on and going to school. And he says, you know, when you're driving around, you can get a university education on wheels. And that was, you know, I think he probably said that 30 years ago. So again, as we're going throughout our days and we're working out or we're working in the yard or we're driving around, you know, sometimes, and I think he's also famous for saying that music is like bubble gum for the ears. It's just kind of pointless, right? Just listening to, you know, 93.3 radio. Like, no, what can we be listening to? What can we be putting in our brains and our bodies that's just constantly helping us improve and get better? And so, anyway, I've always loved that, a university education on wheels. So, man, I'm all fired up. I want to go listen to an audiobook right now. How about you, Shan?
I had a friend the other day say that she was like, just don't give your daughter a phone, because her daughter was, I think, 13. She said, it just changes them. And I thought about that, you know, and I just thought, well, it's because of the consumption. It's just because of the time away from face-to-face conversations, the time away from time outside, the time. And you think of that in a child and you're like, well, yeah, that's kind of the same thing as an adult. You know, it can truly change who we are by what we consume. And even conversations and friends, you know, they say you turn out to be like the five people you surround yourself with.
Yep. Or and the books you listen to and the music you listen to. Exactly. Yeah. Our oldest was at the library the other day and I picked her up and she checked out a book. And then the last few days she's been reading that book. She's been really into it. And I love that. I love seeing our kids with a book in their hands as opposed to a phone in their hands. And a lot of times that's our example too, right? That's us, you know, them watching us or catching us sitting on the couch in the living room, reading the Bible or reading a good book. And I think it starts with us to set that example. And if all we're doing is sitting around watching TV or watching the news, they're going to pick up on those things, even if it's subconsciously.
And I mean, we certainly aren't perfect in our house. We try so hard to, you know, be good examples to our kiddos, but I just think realizing what an effect too we have on our kids. How can we tell them to put their, you know, iPads down, phone down? I mean, our kids don't have phones, but turn the TV off if the TV's always on, you know, for us, or we always have a phone in our hand. And so just realizing, you know, they're watching, I think, really closely. And the best gift we can give them is putting away the media sometimes and the consumption of that and spending time with them more. And then when we do consume that, just making space for the good stuff.
You know, it made me think of our living room here at the house. We've got a nice, beautiful fireplace that your dad did the rock on. And I thought, oh, a Samsung frame TV would look so good up there. It can be artwork. And then when we want to watch NCAA March Madness, we can turn it on. And you and I had a discussion and you were like, I really don't want a TV kind of in this main living room and kitchen where we spend most of our time. And so we haven't. And it's been a blessing. And we can, you know, we have a TV downstairs if we want to go down there and watch a movie as a family. But we don't have a TV in the main part of our house. And I think that has made a big difference.
Yeah.
Good job, honey. Babe. One of these days, though, I'll mount a TV up there and we're going to watch Home Alone.
I'm glad you admitted that.
I'll tape your eyelids open and make you watch it. Oh. Kevin McAllister. All right, listeners. Well, thanks for joining us today on the Life's a Trip podcast. And we will see you next week.
Bye, guys. Have a good week.